Presentation, I'm going to bring you some information based on the work what we have done on the southern high plains of Texas. It's mainly the groundwater recharge along the Playa lakes. As you all know that Ogallala Aquifer is the main groundwater resource in the southern high plains of Texas. It's also the important source of irrigation water in that region. So actually the irrigated agriculture in this region has started somewhere in early 1900, but it has a slow growth rate at that time. But the irrigation agriculture got a big growth since 1950s, and it make a very big demand on this aquifer as a source of irrigation water. So by now, this demand has reached somewhere around 7,400 million cubic meters per year. The problem with this situation is that we are removing the water from this aquifer, but the recharge rate to this aquifer is inadequate to replenish the removal rate, so that it's inevitable that this aquifer become a mine source. So unless effective measures been taken to improve the groundwater recharge, the sustainability of this aquifer as a resource for irrigation water is in question. So that it's important that we pay much more attention to the component of the recharge of this aquifer. When we look on the geomorphology of this region, it's very common that we'll see that thousands of playa lakes located in this region. So they have been identified as the key venues for this Ogallala aquifer recharge. So it's better to have a good understanding and making the management of these playas and their water flow systems to facilitate the groundwater recharge to assure the sustainability of this aquifer. Generally, the playas, as you see in the picture, they are closed depressions, and they are having their own watershed areas, and they get the water mainly through the runoff, and they lost the water through evaporation and evapotranspiration through the vegetation in the aquatic conditions and the recharge. And as a structure, playa is having a relatively flat area, what we call playa bed, and it's next to that is the steep slope area, what we call annulus, and surrounded by the watershed area. The playa bed soils are mainly very clay soils. They are comprised of the smectitic clays, and the outer basin soils are somewhat coarse textures compared to the playa bottom soils. And it has been identified main two locations for the recharge of this to be occur. First is the playa bottom area. As we know that smectitic clays have in the shrink and swell capacity, and when the environment is dry, this clay tend to swell and open up the cracks. And with the intensive rainfall events and in the summer, runoff will come over there and just go through these cracks to recharge the groundwater. But the situation is that when these clays get wet and they swell and they seal the downward movement of the water. However, the water, when the water level goes up and reach the annulus area where the coarse textured soils are there, the recharge could occur through this annulus area. So this is the present understanding about the playa water system. In this research, we focus to identify and describe another possible water flow system within the playa basin area. It's a through flow. Importance of identifying this through flow is that we know that with our present understanding, the recharge is occurring in these two locations. If you can identify the through flow is occurring and it's contributing significantly to the groundwater recharge, we can take management measures to facilitate the groundwater recharge through this through flow. It is on top of the what the present recharge mechanism. So it is adding some more water to the groundwater. That's the importance of identifying this through flow. Through flow is basically the lateral movement of water within the soil, and it is contributed by the subsurface soil features, especially the permeability differences between the horizons. Especially when the highly permeable horizon is overlying a low permeable horizon. Highly permeable horizon will conduct the water more rapidly and can create a perched water table at its boundary. And if this process is going on in the slopy area with the influence of the gravity, this water flow, this perched water table can generate a lateral movement of water along the downslope. So that this situation we just try to link with this Playa catchment scale, this diagram what we are trying to show it, and this is what we are expecting conceptually if the situation is occurring in Playa, that and when rain is get and its surface runoff and some water come over here and with the perch table and with this inclination water can direct as a through flow towards there. And this is the findings, similar situations where this through flow can either be discharge the water into the Playa or just can contribute to the direct recharge through the annulus area. So our objectives for this portion of the research is to check whether the through flow exists within the Playa catchment areas, and since through flow is contributed by the subsurface soil features, we should have some tool to identify or make a signature to identify what's going on underneath. So that we just try to test the use of geophysical techniques, especially the electromagnetic induction, can be whether we can use it to identify these through flow areas. And we are carrying out this study in four locations in Texas State. It's in the Briscoe, Bailey, Swisher and Floyd counties. But this presentation will bring the information we gathered from the Briscoe County Playa site. And our approach for this research included the geophysical techniques, and we include soil pedological analysis and GPS ground survey and geostatistic analysis. Actually, that as I talk with you, that because we use the geophysical technique to define the soil variability based on the subsurface soil features. And we use the Duellium 4, which had the sensitivity up to 6 meters in the vertical dipole. So based on that soil variability, we took the soil core samples and we subject them to the pedological analysis. We just try to want to define the morphological horizons and just to link that morphology to the hydrology. And since mainly the water distribution is influenced by the surface topography, and so just we try to model the topography with the GPS ground survey. We used the survey grade GPS, which is having the vertical accuracy of 1 centimeter, and we carried out the RTK survey for this Playa catchment area. And we use the geostatistics to account the spatial autocorrelation in the elevation and the apparent electrical conductivity. And this site generated 3 sets of data, and for the EMI data, electromagnetic induction data, and the digital elevation models and the soil core analysis data. This is actually the digital elevation model what we created. This is the aerial image of this Playa what we were working. This is the digital elevation model. We used some around 4,000 odd data points to create this digital elevation model, and this area covered nearly 80 hectares. And when we were doing this survey, it was full of water. This is actually that time water body. It is constituted of 12 hectares by that time. And we developed the 25 centimeter contour lines on top of this, and we found the highest elevation and the lowest elevation was 8.5 meters difference. And here that we see that I think that very close contour lines, this is a steep annulus area. This is actually the playa bed area where we are having a very flat area. And this map shows the apparent electrical conductivity values we got for this playa catchment area. These values range from 16.7 to 46.4 millisiemens per meter. But based on this apparent electrical conductivity variability, we just made this four transects and took 34 soil cores, which ran up to 16 feet maximum, and most were average 12 feet deep. It means at 380 centimeters, but the maximum we ran up to 480 centimeters. And we opened up that course. Actually, this transect, we opened up the course, and the next two slides will show the pedological analysis for this core 1 and core 5, this first core 5 core points. And this actually is some core 1 was closer to the playa bed, and the core 5 is along the upper slope, is the fifth position. This is the particle size analysis data. It shows that at about 240 centimeters, that this is the sand content and clay and silt content. We will see that increasing the sand content at this depth, 78 to 84, and the second core is 72, 73, and here again the 79%. This is the situation what we were referring, that highly conductive horizon. And below that we will see the decreasing in the sand content and the increasing in the clay content. And actually these soils were siltic clay or siltic clay loams, and these soils were we define as the sandy loam or loamy sand soils. And this is the core 4 and core 5 is the same trend, that we see that increase in the sand content. Here there's 80% in the sand, is very highly conductive horizon. And here again 82%. And here the decreasing in the sand content and the increasing in the clay content. This is the horizon what we are expected to see, that downward movement is inhibiting horizon. And this is the sand lens. When you open up, the nature of the sand lens is truly sand lens. And based on this above information, we use the DEM as the base layer, and we just try to model or define the width and the position of this sand lens within this core 1 to core 5 positions. And we see that is sure that requirement for the through flow occurs, this sand lens is there. And the gradient from core 1 to core 5 bottom of sand lens is 50 meters apart, and nearly 2 meters drop the sand lens bottom. So this is the 2D question of the sand lens what we see in the core 1 to core 5 questions. And as a conclusion, based on the above information, that we say that the existence of the highly permeable horizon overlying the low permeable horizon could generate through flows, because we think that the slope gradient what we see over there is strong enough to create the influence of the gravity to make the through flow. And the electromagnetic induction gave us some clues to find out these through flow areas, because without the electromagnetic induction method, that we could not find an area where we have to sample, so that it gave us some indication about the through flow areas. This is the thing what we expected to see in this playa catchment if the through flow really does occur. Thank you very much. Yes, ma'am.
What's the distribution of these
clients
across the landscape?
I'm sorry?
What's the distribution of these
clients
across the landscape?
Oh, its density is that 1 in one in every 0.5 kilometers. It's nearly 20 to 25,000 playa lakes are there, one in every 0.5 kilometers. Yes, sir. No, sir, that we are just trying to, at this stage we are, at this stage we try to locate the areas where the through flow can occur based on the soil morphology. So that next step is that we have to verify or we have to prove that is the basic requirement is there, that the through flow is really occurring. That's the next step of this research.
Do we have more? Yourself out if you want for another 15 minutes.
Yes, ma'am.
Have you tried looking for patterns in the salt since you're looking for the flow pathways? Because presumably there'd be some patterns in terms of dissolution and salt that would come out last, for example, that could tell you the most likely areas where the water is actually going to the surface, making it down deep. Do you understand what I mean?
I'm sorry, ma'am, I could get you properly.
Uh-huh. And in the playa itself in different areas, and below the plant would tell you which way.
I got your point. You mean that some indicators to get the water movement that you say that, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I got that point. We maybe use as a tool, ma'am. Yeah,
okay.
Sure. But calcium carbonate is there. Yeah. Yes, it has been done with the water balance method that was recharged. There's the yes, sir. That actually this is a part of the ongoing long. Some part is going using with the water balance method and how and what's the recharge and it's been established for the evaporation. What's the component from the evaporation and the just to calculate the evapotranspiration and if you get the runoff measurement that we can just see the what's the recharge component, what's that with the water balance, that's true. Yes, sir.
What's your dominant vegetation type along the canvas? Does it change the community of the vegetation?
Basically the watershed area is the short natural grass, prairie grass. Yeah, it's depend on the time of the year, say that the playa will, when the playa get the water, you will see the different vegetation at the annulus area when they dry and that vegetation change, and totally when it's dry that you will see different vegetation in the playa bottom. Is some indication of the water level or water dynamics of these playas. It's good indication of the water changes with the vegetation. So basically the watershed area is the grassland area.
People that just walked in, if you wanted to see Mario Giraldo's talk, I got bad news for you, you're not going to see it. We got a no-show, so we're continuing questions from the previous presentation right now. And then the next person is...
Thanks.
If you want to take more questions, that's just fine. We got 10 minutes to kill. You want out of here, don't you?
No, it's okay.
Well, yes, you got a question.
Yeah, I would like to say that the throughfold model that we developed in Minnesota and North Dakota and the saline seep models also are based on the same thing that we're just seeing here, in that you have an aquifer that when it gets fully saturated, it receives water. But the rest of the time, it's dry. But when it receives the water, then you have an enormous change between the sands and the surrounding areas in the flow rates. You know, you got 100x, 1000x, or even more, so then all of a sudden that water flows downhill, and it happens a lot, and you have then those discharge points. So I congratulate you on your work, and hope to see more of this from that area down there. Because when I was down there, I had some arguments on it, whether it was always surface flow or in the subsurface. And my original hypothesis, which I got beat up on down there, was that you had flow. But they beat me up and convinced me differently. But I'm glad to see that my original idea was
thank you, sir.
Those are on.
Yes, sir.
Perhaps I missed it, but have you considered potential management implications? You're trying to identify areas that may be beneficial for increased movement of water, but I didn't hear how we might be able to use this information to perhaps increase the removal of water and increase the recharge.
Yes, sir. One thing, I was thinking that if we can incorporate this component through flow into the percolation model, it gives us a significant contribution. The one example is that we can just facilitate the watershed area, which we can send the water down, because that the through flow normally gets occur because if the water goes down by the infiltration. So that normally we saw in that water budget diagram that we are getting the water through the surface runoff, so that some of them are going down towards the annulus and the playa bottom area. The other time, most of the things are evaporated. There's some evaporation component. So that if we can do something about my personal feeling, that if we can set the grass buffer or something like that around the Playa Lake area, just to give much more chance to water to go inside, just coming very rather than coming very quickly to the playa. So it will, if the through flow is there, it's facilitating the through flow, and it will add some component to the groundwater recharge on top of the things what we are seeing now through the annulus and the playa bottom area. And the other case is that we were having chance that there's two type of playas. This one, some of them are having the grasslands around, but the majority are not like that. Majorities are having the crop watershed area. So it's a totally different story that when it's the cropland area, then it's taking the sedimentation and everything, playa water holding volume will be decreased, and it's just like, so that it will make the surface area more and more chance for the evaporation. And this is a totally different story than this situation.
Give Anna Cecily.